talking to Carbondale Terrier coach Brian Lee, and coach, we traveled to Altoff Friday night. They have struggled this year, struggled offensively as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because everybody was telling me, you know, like they're really young, and we were at one point worried if they would be able to field the team. Luckily, they are able to do so. But then I broke down their roster over the weekend, and we're actually a little bit younger than they are. So it's interesting. They've had some struggles. They have a senior quarterback. They have more juniors and seniors on their offensive line than we do. But for whatever reason, they're struggling to have it all put together. I think they're probably missing that elite athlete that they're used to having on the perimeter and at running back. But, you know, they're dangerous. They've put up some points this year. They've sustained some drives. You know, they're going to be a handful against our young squad. But we feel like, you know, we're pretty well prepared for them. And we like what we have on defense. And I think our special teams, hopefully we can put them in some positions that offensively will make it even harder for them.
Yeah, he likes to hook up. You talk about that senior quarterback, and that's Rick Smith. He likes to hook up with Stuart Johnson.
Yes. Yeah, they must know each other. Like, as you can tell, sometimes they have a good connection. And they run a lot of wheel routes, which sometimes will give us issues. So we've been very cognizant of that. We're hoping that our athletic ability and our secondary, which has been pretty solid, we'll be able to keep that combination at bay. But you know, like we always talk about, Roger, you can't just focus on one guy. It seems like we've had a whole lot of games with just one guy this year. Like with I think the South 7, as far as talent this year, every team has that guy. And so we're looking at a team that's a little bit more balanced this week. So we just have to make sure that we're good. We've lost our starting Mike linebacker, Will Bowlby, who's been, you know, a heart and soul of our defense for really 3 years now. So we're going to have to make sure that we worry about ourselves and not so much about them.
Darius Ragland coming off a real nice night last week. Going into week 5, he had 421 yards of total offense.
Yeah, you know, what a slacker. What a slacker. Can't get to 450. I mean, you know, what's up with that? No, Darius is finally healthy. You know, we hadn't seen a really healthy Darius Ragland until last week. And if that's what a healthy Darius Ragland looks like, then, you know, we feel good about what's going on. I think that Gabe is also coming around a little bit. You know, this is the first time that we've ever had to take the team after a sport. And so not only do we not get those reps with those guys this winter because they're in basketball, but we also, like, they came here with their legs are a little more dead. And so I think we're just recovering from some of that. But Darius had a wonderful week. He's a great leader. We're anxious to see what he can do this week. But more than anything, Darius being healthy and having confidence in that shoulder has made a real big difference in his game, both throwing and running.
Thanks a lot, Coach, and we'll see you Friday night.
Of course, Roger. Thank you so much.